So reading from First Canto, 12th chapter, and verse number 34. Kindly repeat after me.
Tena
Samrita
Sambharo.
Tena Samrita
Sambharo.
Dharma
Putro
Yudhishthiraha.
Dharma Putro
Yudhishthiraha.
Vajimedais
Stribhir
Bhito.
Vajimedais
Stribhir
Bhito.
Yajnai
Samayajad
Dharim.
Yajnai
Samajayad
Dharim.
Tena Samrita
Sambharo.
Dharma Putro Yudhishthiraha.
Vajimedai
Stribhir Bhito.
Yajnai
Samayajad
Dharim.
Tena Samrita
Sambharo.
Dharma Putro
Yudhishthiraha.
Vajimedai Stribhir
Bhito.
Yajnai Samayajad
Dharim.
Tena Samrita
Sambharo.
Tena Samrita
Sambharo.
Dharma Putro
Yudhishthiraha.
Vajimedai Stribhir
Bhito.
Yajnai Samajayad
Dharim.
Tena Samrita
Sambharo.
Dharma Putro
Yudhishthiraha.
Vajimedai
Stribhir Bhito.
Yajnai Samajayad
Dharim.
Tena Samrita
Sambharo.
Dharma Putro
Yudhishthiraha.
Vajimedai
Stribhir Bhito.
Yajnai Samayajad
Dharim.
Tena Samrita
Sambharo.
Dharma Putro
Yudhishthiraha.
Vajimedai Stribhir
Bhito.
Yajnai
Samajayad
Dharim.
Tena,
with that wealth.
Samrita,
collected.
Sambharaha,
ingredients.
Dharmaputraha,
the pious king.
Yudhishthiraha,
Yudhishthira.
Vajimedhai,
by horse sacrifices.
Tribihi,
three times.
Bhitaha,
being greatly afraid after the battle of Kurukshetra.
Yajnaihi,
sacrifices.
Samayajat,
perfectly worshipped.
Harim,
the personality of Godhead.
Translation
and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C.
Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila
Prabhupada.
By
those riches,
the king
could procure the
ingredients
for three
horse sacrifices.
Thus the
pious king
Yudhishthir,
who was very
fearful
after the
battle
of Kurukshetra,
pleased
Lord Hari,
the personality
of Godhead.
Purport.
Maharaj
Yudhishthir
was the ideal
and celebrated
pious king
of the world.
And still
he was greatly
afraid
after the
execution of
the battle of
Kurukshetra,
because of
the mass killing
in the fight,
all
of which was done
to install him
on the throne.
He
therefore took
all the
responsibility
for
sins
committed
in the warfare,
and
to get rid of
all these
sins, he wanted to perform three sacrifices in which horses are offered at the altar. Such a sacrifice is very costly. Even Maharaj Yudhishthir had to collect the necessary heaps of gold left by Maharaj Maruta and the Brahmanas who were given the gold in charity by King Maruta. The learned Brahmanas could not take away all the loads of gold given by Maharaj King Maruta, and therefore they left behind the major portion of the gift. And Maharaj Maruta did not again collect such heaps of gold given away in charity. Besides that, all the golden plates and utensils which were used in the sacrifice were also thrown in the dustbins, and all such heaps of gold remained unclaimed property for a long time, till Maharaj Yudhishthir collected them for his own purposes. Lord Sri Krishna advised the brothers of Maharaj Yudhishthir to collect the unclaimed property because it belonged to the king. The more astonishing thing is that no subject of the state also collected such unclaimed gold for industrial enterprise or anything like that. This means that the state citizens were completely satisfied with the necessities of life and therefore not inclined to accept unnecessary productive enterprises for sense gratification. Maharaj Yudhishthir also requisitioned the heaps of gold for performing sacrifices and for pleasing the supreme Hari personality of Godhead. Otherwise, he had no desire to collect them for the state treasury. One should take lessons from the acts of Maharaj Yudhishthir. He was afraid of sins committed on the battlefield, and therefore he wanted to satisfy the supreme authority. This indicates that unintentional sins are also committed in our daily occupational discharge of duties, and to counteract even such unintentional crimes, one must perform sacrifices as they are recommended in the revealed scriptures. The Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita, Yajnartat karmanon yatra lokoyam karma bandhanah. Bhagavad Gita, 3rd chapter, 9th verse. That one must perform sacrifices recommended in the scriptures in order to get rid of the commitments of all unauthorized work or even unintentional crimes which we are apt to commit. By doing so, one shall be freed from all kinds of sins. And those who do not do so but work for self-interest or sense gratification have to undergo all tribulations accrued from committed sins. Therefore, the main purpose of performing sacrifice is to satisfy the Supreme Personality, Hari. The process of performing sacrifices may be different in terms of different times, places and persons, but the aim of such sacrifice is one and the same at all times and in all circumstances, namely, satisfaction of the Supreme Lord Hari. That is the way of pious life, and that is the way of peace and prosperity in the world at large. Maharaj Yudhishthir did all these as the ideal pious king in the world. If Maharaj Yudhishthir is a sinner in his daily discharge of duties, in royal administration of state affairs, wherein killing of man and animals is considered a recognized art, then we can imagine the amount of sins committed consciously or unconsciously by the untrained population of the Kali Yuga who have no way to perform sacrifice to please the Supreme Lord. The Bhagavatam says, therefore, that the prime duty of the human being is to satisfy the Supreme Lord by performance of one's occupational duty. As Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter and 13th Verse. Let any man of any community, any place or community, caste or creed be engaged in any sort of occupational duty, but he must agree to perform sacrifices as it is recommended in the scriptures for the particular place, time and person. In the Vedic literatures, it is recommended that in Kali Yuga, people engage in glorifying the Lord by chanting the holy name of Krishna. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Brajet. Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 31st Chapter, 1st Verse. Without offense. By doing so, one can be freed from all sins and thus can attain the highest perfection of life by returning home back to Godhead. We have already discussed this more than once in this great literature in different places, especially in the introductory portion by sketching the life of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and still we are repeating the same with a view to bring about peace and prosperity in the society. The Lord has openly declared in the Bhagavad Gita how he becomes pleased with us, and the same process is practically demonstrated in the life and preaching work of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. the perfect process of performing yajnas or sacrifice to please the Supreme Lord Hari, the personality of Godhead, who gets us free from all kinds of who gets us free from all miseries of existence, is to follow the ways of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this dark age of quarrel and dissension. Maharaj Yudhishthir had to collect heaps of gold to secure the paraphernalia for such a horse sacrifice yajnas in the days of sufficiency. So we can hardly think of such performance of yajnas in these days of insufficiency and complete scarcity. At the present moment, we have heaps of papers and promises of their being converted to gold by economic development of modern civilization. Still, there is no possibility of spending riches like Maharaj Yudhishthir, either individually or collectively, or by the state patronization. Just suitable, therefore, for the age is the method recommended by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in terms of Shastras. Such a method requires no expenditure at all, and yet can award more benefit than the other expensive methods of yajna performances. The horse sacrifice yajna or the cow sacrifice yajna performed by the Vedic regulations shouldn't be misunderstood as the process of killing animals. On the contrary, animals offered for yajna were regenerated to a new span of life by the transcendental power of chanting the Vedic hymns, which, if properly chanted, are different from what is understood by the common layman. The Veda mantras are all practical, and the proof is regeneration of sacrificed animal. There is no possibility of such methodical chanting of Vedic hymns by the so-called Brahmanas or the priests of the present age. The untrained descendants of the twice-born families are no more like their forefathers, and thus they are counted amongst the Shudras or once-born men. The once-born man is unfit to chant the Vedic hymns, and therefore there is no practical utility of chanting the original hymns. And to save them all, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu propounded the Sankirtan movement or Yajna for all practical purposes. And the people of the present age are strongly recommended to follow this sure and recognized path. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathanvitam Tvam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhayascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare sarva shastradvipiyusha sarva vedaika satphala sarva siddhanta ratnadhya sarva lokaika drikprada sarva bhagavata prana shrimad bhagavata prabho kali dvando tayaditya shri krishna parivartita paramananda pathaya prema varsha aksharayate sarvada sarvasevyaya shri krishnaya namostume madeka bando matsangin manguro manmahadhana mannishtaraka madbhagya madananda namostute asadhu sadutadain atinicho chataraka hanamum chakdachinmam premna hritkantayo spura aradhyo bhagavan tanaye shatadham vrindavanam ramya kachidupasana vrajavaduvargena vakalpita shrimad bhagavatam pramanamamalam prema pumartho mahan shri chaitanya mahaprabhur matamidam tatra darana paraha chaitanya chandraya namaste.
So in this particular chapter, Maharaj Yudhishthir is being depicted after the battlefield of Kurukshetra, starting from chapter 9, where he listens to the instructions from Bhishma Dev. He is inconsolable. His heart is full of sadness and remorse, because he thinks that so many people have been slaughtered. Actually, 16,800,000 people were slaughtered in 18 days of Kurukshetra war. And Maharaj Yudhishthir thinks that all these people are just killed just for my own selfish interest, here just to install me as the king. And he's inconsolable. He performs the fire sacrifice, he performs the horse sacrifice and other things as recommended by Lord Krishna. Now, we should understand that if Maharaj Yudhishthir was thinking like that, and he was the ideal king, well-versed in scriptures, an exalted devotee of the Lord, what should be the state of modern leaders who mindlessly send people into the battle with no reason or purpose? It's such a grievous offense, because they are not satisfying the Lord, because they themselves are untrained in the science of administratorship or a kshatriya, and then they send the soldiers into the battlefield, while Srila Prabhupada writes in many places this, they just sit back and just enjoy or you know, be away from the battlefield. The other aspect we learn from this particular purport, that in this age all sorts of sacrifices are forbidden. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was talking with Chand Kazi, he quoted this to say that five kinds of activities are forbidden according to the scriptures in the age of Kali Yuga. Those are horse sacrifice, cow sacrifice, taking of sannyas.
I think eating the meat of the sacrifice, the remnants of the sacrifice.
Ashwamedham Gavalambam. And also then begetting son from brother's wife, and sannyas. There's one more. In any case, we can look up a little later. So these are the five things that are completely forbidden in the age of Kali. Again, we have, again, this kind of brings up the other point, that if sannyas is forbidden, then why did Mahaprabhu himself take sannyas? And why in ISKCON there are so many sannyasis? There is a whole discussion we can take on a separate topic. But the summary or the one-line answer to that is, when you take sannyas for the purpose of preaching the mission of the Lord and to engage yourself in pure devotional service, that sort of sannyas is not forbidden in the age of Kali, but karma sannyas is forbidden. You can't simply say, I'll renounce work. That is sort of, that's just, there are many, many deeper meanings to that, but we can go a little later. The other aspect I wanted to talk today
with permission of Akrurnath Prabhu, is that today is the disappearance day of Srivas Pandit or Srivas Thakur. And Srivas Thakur was one of the most intimate associates of the Lord. And so we'll read a particular pastime from Chaitanya Bhagavat to understand the dynamics of what is Bhagavatam, what is a devotee, and what is Lord's opinion of Srimad Bhagavatam. It's a very wonderful pastime, and then we'll read that. Before that, a little bit we talk about Srivas Thakur, is that Srivas Thakur was living in Srihatta along with his four brothers, Sriram, Sripati, and Srinidhi. They were four brothers who were unalloyed devotees of Lord Krishna, and they were present before the advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they would be involved in discussing about Lord Krishna and chanting the names of Lord Krishna in the house of Advaita Acharya. They would go to house of Advaita Acharya after they moved from Srihatta along to the banks of River Ganges. They were very, very unhappy because the whole world was devoid of devotional service. And Srivas Thakur and Advaita Acharya are instrumental in bringing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to this world. Advaita Acharya is the primary leader, and Srivas Thakur was the secondary leader in that particular mission to bring Lord onto this earth, because they felt that without the Lord himself appearing, there is no possibility of people accepting devotional service to Krishna as the goal of life. At that time, Navadvip was very wealthy. It was a culture of all knowledge. And people were living very, very opulently. But the fact of the matter is that most of them were worshipping demigods or other sort of endeavors were going on just for keeping up that high society influence or high society methods of living. But there was no devotional service at that time in Navadvip. And so Srivas Thakur, along with his wife Malini, they stayed along the banks of Ganges. If you go to Mayapur today also, we find there is Srivas Angam still there. Just 1.5 kilometers from the main temple, Mayapur Chandrola temple. And in Srivas Sangam, it was the site of many, many wonderful pastimes that Lord had performed along with Srivas Thakur. We can recollect few of them today. When Mahaprabhu, we should understand that Mahaprabhu was a scholar in his youth, and he was not, his pastime at that time was being just a scholar and debating everybody and defeating everybody in debate. He was not really interested in devotional service. He didn't manifest his devotional service pastimes at that particular point of time. And Srivas was always saying, why are you wasting your life? He was preaching to Mahaprabhu. What use will all this debate be there, and what use of all this scholarship? And at the time of death, nothing will matter. You should become a devotee of Krishna. And then, of course, this is a pastime. You should understand that Mahaprabhu is the supreme absolute truth, and he need not be preached. But just as he was an example, he wanted to show to the world that through the mercy of a devotee, the devotional service is easily obtainable. And then Mahaprabhu went to Gaya. We know that Mahaprabhu's father passed away, and after some time he went to Gaya to offer oblations to his father, and there he met Srila Ishwarapuri, and there he was transformed. He began to manifest his devotional pastimes, and when he came back to Navadvip, he was completely transformed man, always absorbed in love of Godhead and always crying, and he was completely and the devotees were so happy seeing that he's become a devotee. In that state, for one whole year, he performed the pastime of dancing every night at Srivas Thakur's house. And many, many pastimes happened there. Some of the pastimes being that how Srivas Thakur's son had died during the performance of the Sankirtan, and how Mahaprabhu was so impressed that, even though his son died. Should I go deeper into that pastime, or we'll go directly to that Chaitanya Bhagavat? We'll go directly to Chaitanya Bhagavat. There are many, many pastimes. How his Srivas Thakur's son died, and how his mother-in-law was hiding, because of which Mahaprabhu's kirtan was disturbed, and how Gopal Chapala came and he put in all the paraphernalia of Durga worship in front of the house, and how he tried to defame Srivas Thakur. So many pastimes. How Mahaprabhu, once out of season, he created a mangoes. All the devotees wanted to eat mangoes, and that it was out of season. There was no question of mangoes coming in that season. So Mahaprabhu took a seed and he just planted in the ground. Within a short time, there was this beautiful mango tree with ripe mango fruits. It was said that those fruits were so big, and there was little skin and complete flesh in that mango. And once you ate one mango, that was enough. They were like satisfied. So many pastimes happened here. So at this stage of his life, what's that? Is that mango tree still there? I don't believe. I don't believe, because last time I don't read it. I don't think so. Yeah.
If it were there, we would know about it.
Exactly. So at this time, Mahaprabhu was in Navadvip. He was a householder. He had been married. And then he was just going around in Navadvip. And that is the scene we set as we read this particular pastime from Chaitanya Bhagavat. It's on chapter 23. And today is... Oh, before that... I can sing later. Chapter 21, reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat. The Lord's Chastisement of Devanand. This chapter describes Mahaprabhu's mood as Baladev, Mahaprabhu's chastisement of Devananda Pandit, and the non-difference of Srimad Bhagavatam, Tulasi, Ganga, and the devotees from the Lord. While wandering about in Navadvip one day, Mahaprabhu came near the house of Maheshwar Visharada, the father of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. At that time, Devanand Pandit was residing in the area. Devanand Pandit was a lifelong brahmachari, desirous of liberation, and a renowned teacher of Srimad Bhagavatam. Yet, in spite of reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, he was devoid of devotional service because of his misfortune. While wandering about Navadvip, Mahaprabhu came near a tavern and smelled the odor of wine, which awakened his mood as Baladev. He then expressed his desire to enter that tavern, but since such behavior was not approved by Srivas Prabhu, Mahaprabhu refrained from doing so because he was reluctant to act against the wishes of his devotee. Being restrained from entering the tavern, Gaurasundar continued to walk on the main road chanting the names of Hari like a madman, while drunkards from that tavern began to follow him and also chant the names of Hari. After mercifully glancing at those drunkards, Sri Gaurachandra went a little further and saw Devanand Pandit. The Lord then immediately remembered some topics regarding Srivas. That is, he remembered how Srivas Pandit went one day to hear Devananda Pandit's explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam. Since Srivas Pandit's heart melted as he realized that every syllable of Srimad Bhagavatam is full of ecstatic love, transformation of ecstatic love, like shedding tears and shivering, awakened in him. On seeing those symptoms and on considering that such a display was a disturbance to their studies, the students of Devananda Pandit threw Srivas out. Since Devananda Pandit did not restrain his students from that action and committed Vaishnava Prad, thereafter Srivas Pandit regained external consciousness and returned to home in distress. On seeing Devanand Pandit, Gaurasundar remembered the above-mentioned incident. Sri Chaitanya Deva then informed Devanand Pandit, who had disrespected the devotee Bhagavat, and that he was unqualified to study Srimad Bhagavatam. After condemning him in various ways, the Lord praised the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam and the Vaishnavas. As a result, Devanand Pandit was embarrassed and returned home. Since those who are punished by the chastisement of Gaurasundar are also most pious, the author describes the good fortune of Devananda Pandit. This is the summary of the chapter. Text 1.
Jaya Jaya Nityananda Prana Vishwambhara Jaya Gadadhara Pati Advaita Ishvara.
All glories to Vishwambhar, the life and soul of Nityananda. All glories to the master of Gadadhar and the lord of Advaita.
Jaya Srinivasa Hari Dasa Priyankara Jaya Ganga Dasa Vasu Devera Ishvara.
All glories to he who is most dear to Srivas and Haridas. All glories to the lord of Gangadas and Vasudev.
Bhakta Goshti Sahita Gauranga Jaya Jaya Shunila Chaitanya Kata Bhakti Labhyahai.
All glories to Lord Gauranga along with his associates. By hearing the topics of Sri Chaitanya, one attains devotional service.
Hena mate navadvipe prabhu vishwambhar vihare samhita nityananda gadadhar.
In this way, Lord Vishwambhar enjoyed his pastimes in Navadvip with Nityanand and Gadadhar.
Eka dina prabhu kare nagara brahmana chari dikhe yata apta bhagavata gana.
One day the Lord was wandering about Navadvip surrounded by his intimate devotees.
Sarva bhauma pita visharada maheshwara tanhara jangale gela prabhu vishwambhara.
While wandering, Lord Vishwambhar went near the dam protecting the house of Visharad Maheshwar, the father of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
Sheikhane Devananda Pandite Ravas Parama Shushanta Vipra Moksha Abhilash.
At that place was the residence of Devananda Pandit, a most peaceful Brahmana who desired to attain liberation.
Jnanavanta Tapasvi Ajanma Udasina Bhagavata Padaya Tatapi Bhaktahina.
He was intelligent, austere, and neutral since birth. He taught Srimad Bhagavatam, and yet he was devoid of devotional service.
Bhagavate maha adya paka loka ghoshe marma arta na janena bhakti hina doshe jani bara yogyata achaya ki chutan kon aparade nahi krishna se praman.
People respected him as a great teacher of Srimad Bhagavatam, yet because he was devoid of devotion, he did not know the confidential purport. Even though he had some qualification to understand, he was unable because of some offense that only Krishna knew.
Daive Prabhu Bhakta Sange Shei Patayai Ekhanete Tana Vyakhya Sunibare Pai.
By providence, the Lord and his devotees were going on the same road when they heard his recitation.
Sarva Bhuta Hriday Janaye Sarva Tattva Nashunaye Vyakhya Bhakti Yogera Mahatattva.
Being situated in the heart of all living entities, the Lord knows everything. He did not hear the glories of devotional service in that recitation.
Kope Bale Prabhu Peta Ki Artha Vyakhyane Bhagavata Artha Kono Janmeo Na Jane.
In anger, the Lord said, what kind of explanation can this fellow give? He never understood the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam in any of his lifetimes.
Ei betara bhagavata kon adhikar granta rupe bhagavata krishna avatar.
What qualification does this fellow have to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam? Srimad Bhagavatam is incarnation of Lord Krishna in the form of book. So we hear that Krishna's is non-different from Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishnosva is there in there saying that that was the answer to one of the questions posed by the sages in Naimisharanya. Like in the first canto, we hear that they asked six questions of Suta Goswami. And so, please, if you can. Bhagate dharma jnana adi bisaha nashta drisham ekyam dhanarko dhuno ditaha. So thank you, Prabhuji. So one of the questions they asked was that after Krishna left this material planet, where have all the religious principles taken shelter of? And they say that Bhagavatam has arisen just after Krishna has departed, as brilliant as sun, and it's going to give light to all the different people in this age of Kali Yuga. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is not different than Krishna himself, he confirms. This pastime is so beautiful because it is Lord praising Bhagavatam and also showing the dynamics of devotee Bhagavata. So many truths come out when we read this particular chapter. So I thought we can... Yes.
Prabhuji, the Bhagavatam itself describes the glories of the Bhagavatam. One of the verses, by reading the Srimad Bhagavatam, all that is troublesome to the heart gets cleansed and devotional service gets established. But at the same time, we see that because of some offense committed, even though Devanand was reading Srimad Bhagavatam, he was actually not getting the purport at all throughout many lifetimes. So, in this way, for every devotional service, there are ifs and buts that actually reduce the benefit really. So, how this is very, very bewildering to me because how do we know whether we're actually getting any benefit? Because there could be something that is nullifying the benefit of doing that service.
Well, we should understand that the verses you are referring to is Srinvatam Svakata Krishna, correct? Hridyantastohi Abhadrani Vinoti Surusam. In that verses, it is said that when we read Srimad Bhagavatam, then all the offenses are almost destroyed within the heart. So the word almost means that if there are some more offenses, at least Vaishnava aparats, they cannot be removed by Bhagavatam. One should understand Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different than Krishna himself. And from the story of Maharaj Ambarish, we understand that if you commit a Vaishnava aparat, the Lord himself will say that I cannot forgive you or I have no power to forgive you. Srimad Bhagavatam also kind of gives the same thing. It's not being non-different from Krishna, it will destroy everything but not the Vaishnava aparat. And Vaishnava aparat has to be forgiven by the Vaishnava concerned. Then only we can understand Bhagavatam. Having said that, any form of recitation of Sri Krishna is always pious activity in of itself, and in future life one gets devotional service. So it's not, the statements are not contradictory per se. And we can read later that how Devananda Pandit actually became a great, great devotee of Lord Gauranga and how he was forgiven by Srivas. So the idea is that just by reading Bhagavatam, again, same thing, it's a Kanishta stage wherein you go, I worship the Lord, but I don't know how to serve or respect the devotees properly, then Krishna is not pleased. And same is the case with Srimad Bhagavatam. Does that answer the question? Any other comments to add? Okay. Text 15.
Sabe purushartha bhakti bhagavate hai. Prema Rupa Bhagavata Chariveda Kai.
In Srimad Bhagavatam, devotional service is described as the ultimate goal of life. The four Vedas declare that Srimad Bhagavatam is the manifestation of ecstatic love.
Chariveda Dadi Bhagavata Navanita Mathilena Shukhe Khailena Parikshita.
The four Vedas are like yogurt, and Srimad Bhagavatam is the butter. Shukdev Goswami churned, and Maharaj Parikshit relished the result.
Mora priya sukha sei janena bhagavata, bhagavate kahe mora tatva abhimata.
My dear Shukdev knows the purport of Srimad Bhagavatam, which describes the science of my glories and position.
Muni mora das ara granta bhagavate, yara beda ache tara nasha bhale mate.
Anyone who discriminates between me, my servant, and the book Bhagavatam is certainly destroyed.
Bhagavata tatva prabhu kahe krodaveshe shuniya vaishnava gana mahananda bhashe.
In anger, the Lord narrated the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam, and the Vaishnavas floated in an ocean of bliss as they listened.
Bhakti vinu bhagavata yei arba khane. Prabhu bale sei adama kichu na jane.
Regarding one who explains Srimad Bhagavatam without referring to devotional service, the Lord says, this rascal doesn't know a thing. Yes. Srinivatam, Swakata, Krishna, Srila Prabhupada also writes, somehow or other if you come in contact with Krishna, it's to your pious credit. In what form it will take, it's up to the Lord. Yes.
Words four Vedas are compared to the yogurt, and the Srimad Bhagavatam is butter. Can
right.
You elaborate, like I couldn't.
So, the Vedas give subject matter on many topics, and the Vedas talk about not just the material, but also the not just the spiritual, but also the material topics. Like there is topics of military, topics of Ayurveda, which is health. There are so many topics which are covered in the Vedas. But the Vedas, they don't give a direct explanation of devotional service to Krishna. Directly, it is not understood through reading Vedas. But Krishna says, if you read Vedas, then you should know me. Then you have actually read the Vedas. Veda is cha sarvair ahameva vedyo, he says in the 15th chapter. That if you are getting that devotional service is onto me, devotional service onto me is the highest truth in Vedas, then you have actually understood Vedas. But in this modern age, it's impossible to read Vedas and to come to this conclusion. Why forget the modern Kali Yuga? 5,000 years ago, don't you think the situation was a little better for spiritual realization? It was way better. There were no cell phones, there were no computers, no running to office, no global warming, no missiles flying all around, no threat of nuclear. It was very peaceful. 5,000 years ago, the sages of Naimisharanya, they sat, they said, let's have a sacrifice for the benefit of mankind. They said later, it's said in the first canto, their faces became black with smoke that came from sacrifice. Their eyes were burning because of smoke. They said, we are not still getting the result. And they asked Suta Goswami, there are so many scriptures. And in that, there are so many duties mentioned in each scripture. Please, tell us the essence of all the scriptures. And the whole idea is that Vedas are like that yogurt, but you know, we can't drink all the yogurt. We need the cream or the essence. Tell me what I can do. Immediate relief. Kali Yuga, the mentality of mankind is that I need something immediate. Bhagavatam says, I'll give you something immediate because this is the essence. The essence of Vedic scriptures is reading Srimad Bhagavatam. And when you read Srimad Bhagavatam, you get immediate relief. So that is the purport of that. So it's churning. Srimad Bhagavatam is churned from the ocean, from the buttermilk of Vedas. Any other questions, comment? Shall we proceed? Okay.
Niravadhi bhakti hina ebeta vakhane Aji punta chiriba dekaha vidyamane. This fellow never mentions devotional service in his explanation. Watch how I tear up his book today.
Punti chiribare prabhu krodaveshayai sakala vaishnava gana dhariya rahai.
In anger, the Lord went to tear up the book, but the Vaishnavas all held him back.
Mahachintya Bhagavata Sarva Shastri Gai Ihana Bhujiya Vidya Tapa Pratishthai.
All scriptures glorify Srimad Bhagavatam as the most sublime literature. Yet, this cannot be understood through education, austerity, or fame.
Bhagavata Bhujihena Yara Achignan Sena Jane Kabhu Bhagavatera Praman.
One who thinks, I understand Srimad Bhagavatam, does not actually know the conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Bhagavata achintya ishvara buddhiyar sejana e bhagavata artha bhakti shar.
One who accepts Srimad Bhagavatam as the inconceivable Supreme Lord knows the pure devotional service is the purport of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Sarva gune devananda pandita saman paite virala bada hena jana jnanavan.
Devanand Pandit was filled with all good qualities. Such an educated person is very rare.
Seisa balokera yata bhagavate brahma
ताटे ये अन्येरा गर्व तारा शस्ता यमा यट यमराज पनिशेस वन हु ग्लोरीफाइज सच रिसाइटर्स हु हैज मिसअंडरस्टूड श्रीमद् भागवतम भागवता पढ़ाए कराओ बुद्धिनाश निंदे अवधूता चंडे जगत निवास वन हु रीड्स श्रीमद् भागवतम एंड ब्लास्फीम्स अवधूत नित्यानंद द रिफ्यूज ऑफ यूनिवर्स loses his sense of discrimination. Ei mata pratidina prabhu vishvambhar brahmaye nagara sarva sange anuchar. In this way, Lord Vishvambhar daily wandered throughout the city in the company of his followers. Eka dina thakura pandita sange kari nagare brahmaye vishvambhara gaurahari. One day, Lord Vishvambhar was wandering in the city along with Srivas Pandit. नागरेरा अंते आचे मध्यापेरा घर आयते पायला गंदा प्रभु विश्वंभर As Lord Vishvambhar passed by the tavern at the edge of town, he smelled wine. मध्या गंदे वरु नीरा हैला स्मरण बलरामा भावा हैला सचिरा नंदन On smelling the wine, the son of Sachi remembered Varuni and assumed the mood of Balaram. Bahia पाराशिया प्रभु कराया हंकार उठोगिया श्रीवासेरा बले बारा बार Losing his external consciousness, the Lord roared loudly and repeatedly told Srivas, I will go in. प्रभु बले श्रीनिवासा ए उठोगिया माना करे श्रीनिवासा चरणे धरिया The Lord said, Oh Srivas, I am going in. But Srinivas grabbed his feet and forbade him from entering. प्रभु बले मोरे मोरे ओ की विधि प्रतिषेध तथापि ह श्रीनिवास कराए निषेध द लॉर्ड सेड आई एम आल्सो सब्जेक्टेड टू रूल्स एंड रेगुलेशंस नेवरदलेस श्रीवास स्टॉप्ड हिम श्रीवास बलाय तुम ही जगतेरा पिता तुम इच्छया करीला वाक्य आरा रक्षिता श्रीवास सेड You are the father of the universe. If you break the religious principles, who will protect them? Na bhuji tumhar lila nindi be ya jane, janme janme dukhe tara hai be marana. If one who is unable to understand your pastimes blasphemes you, he will suffer birth after birth. Nitya dharma maya tumi prabhu sanatan, ei lila tumara bhuji beke kono jan. You are the eternal personification of religion and you are the primeval lord. Who can understand your pastimes? Here you see why. This is the dynamics of the beauty of the Lord and His devotee. He is the supreme absolute truth. He actually purifies everything in existence. One tavern is nothing for His purification. He can go into that tavern and he can liberate everybody and send them to Vaikuntha right away. No two questions asked. But Srivas held him back. He said, don't go inside. What? You are stopping me? I am the absolute truth. You are stopping me? He said, My Lord, you are the absolute truth. Nobody can stop you. But you are the protector of that religion, eternal religion. If you go inside and taste Varuni, because you are in the mood of Baldev, and for you to taste that Varuni or wine, it becomes nectar when it touches your lips. It becomes eternal and immortal. But if you go and taste that wine, people will remember this pastime and blaspheme you. If they blaspheme you, they are going to go to hell. See the beauty that Lord wants to go, his devotee wants to stop, but the mood, what is the mood? Is you are my Lord, you know, I can stop you. I am God, I can go anywhere. No, it's the love, that interaction, that Srivas is so concerned for the fame or the pratishtha of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he forbade him. Because Mahaprabhu lost his external consciousness. He completely assumed the mood of Baldev and he just wanted to go into the tavern, dash into the tavern. He said, people, you are the absolute, you are the protector of religion. If you break them, then people will just follow your path. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that if I don't perform my duties, then people will follow my path and everybody is put to ruination. He says in the third chapter of Gita. So this Mahaprabhu is like saying, the other aspect, the Lord is Bhaktavatsal or he is bound up by the love of his devotee. If Srivas said, don't go, actually, just try to think this way. Can you order the President of United States not to do something? We read from the Yudhishthira statement, compared to Yudhishthira, he is basically a nobody.
He's just a straw. But you can't even order the President of the United States to do something. Here is absolute truth. Who's the controller of all universes? And we read in Brahma Samhita, by one exhalation, all the universes come about. One inhalation. Now try to destroy something. Take something and try to destroy it without trace. Here the Lord in few seconds can consume all the universes into his body with no trace like that. Who can stop him? Nobody. But here Shiva stops him and the Lord agrees because he's bound up by the love of his devotee. You should understand that Krishna doesn't care much about his promise. he is willing. In Bhishma Dev's pastime, we know that he's willing to take up the chariot just to protect his devotee. Here, the dynamics is that Lord is bound by the love of his devotee. And because Shiva said, don't go, Mahaprabhu became pacified, as we read. Yes.
Prabhuji, Baladev is also the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Right.
And you know, he assumed his mode. That means, why is Baladev doing those kind of things? You know, drinking Varini? Or why is it for him okay to do all those things? There's also against the religious principles, right?
Varuni is a beverage which is transcendental beverage. Let's see this way, that those who drink Varuni in following Balaram, they become liberated. And try the same thing in the material world, you become degraded. So there is a difference between Lord's pastimes and our position. We can follow the Lord, but we cannot imitate the Lord. Srila Prabhupada writes in so many places. Because we should understand that Krishna's pastimes with gopis are the highest, the most beautiful, the pinnacle of spiritual activities of the Lord. Yet try to do that in our material life, follow him. You will be lucky if you are not killed by the husband or the boyfriend or something like that. It's different. And the great sages, Sukhdev Goswami, he had nothing to do with matter. He was completely beyond the material conception matter. We hear from Srimad Bhagavatam that as he was walking by, young girls who were naked, they saw him walk by, they didn't even bother to cover their bodies. Because they could see that he was completely in a spiritual platform, that he didn't even distinguish whether we were males or females. So that Sukhdev Goswami, he says that this is the highest thing, the Lord dancing with the gopis of Vrindavan. There is a difference, gulf of difference. So, but as we see, that Lord, even though he was in that mood and he would have purified everything, whatever he had done, he stopped. He still, because Gaurasundar was playing the role of a devotee of the Lord, he stopped. He didn't go ahead. But he assumed the mood of Baldev. Of course he assumed the mood. So there is a difference. It's okay for the Lord to do, not for us. Because when Lord does it, he's glorified by the sages who are beyond, who are like, you know, very, very intelligent. When we do it, we are, you know, very condemned. So, but if you achieve prema and pure love, you can be absorbed in that particular activity of the Lord and get highest bliss. So it's a different thing. We can go give many examples also. Like one of the examples is a soldier killing with orders of superiors versus killing on your own. So there are so many other examples. Does that satisfy?
Yes, Prabhuji. So basically, even if Mahaprabhu would have gone into that place, and even if he would have drunk that wine, still it would have been okay, right? Because no one is blaspheming Balaram because of drinking Varni. Because if someone blasphemes Balaram, he will also go to hell, like, correct, in the same. So that's the statement that Srivasa Prabhu gave, that, you know, people will blaspheme you. Is that really appropriate? Because no one is blaspheming Balaram for doing that.
It is, because we hear that Lord Ramchandra, you know, he was criticized by somebody for bringing Sita back. So, yes, there are low-class people who do that, who can blaspheme the Lord. But since Gaurasundar came as a devotee, as an ideal devotee, as a perfect devotee, he refrained himself from doing that. Yes, Akranath Prabhu.
If you preach Krishna consciousness long enough, you will actually meet people who blaspheme Krishna for dancing in the night with gopis. There are people like that that say, oh, he's doing these immoral things. And then you have to explain. There's a whole chapter in the Srimad Bhagavatam where, in order to correct this, Parikshit Maharaj asks Shukadev Goswami, how is it, if he's the supreme pure, how is he doing this dancing in the dead of night with other men's wives? And then Shukadev Goswami explains that it's nothing impious about it at all. It's completely pure and everything. But you'll meet people who still have this misconception. So then, imagine if Lord Chaitanya, he's coming in the form of a devotee. Imagine if he was doing these things. And even still, there are many sahajas in the following Lord Chaitanya.
Yes.
Who, on the plea of being above the rules and regulations, do all kinds of sinful nonsense and imitate.
Nice. Thank you, Prabhu. Is that? Okay. And then, because Mahaprabhu had lost consciousness, he was in Baldev, he was like acting like Baldev, and he was, you know, desperate to go into tavern. Srivas was in a dilemma, what to do. If he goes into tavern, then it's a problem. And, you know, I have to stop him. But now he's in consciousness is different. He issues this ultimatum. What else can he do?
Yadi tumi uthagiya madhya pera ghare pravishta haimu muni gangara bhitare.
If you enter this tavern, I will give up my life by entering into Ganges. What can you do?
Bhaktera sankalpa prabhu nakare langhana hase prabhu shrivasera suniya vachana.
The Lord never breaks his devotees' resolutions. On hearing Shrivas's words, the Lord simply smiled.
Prabhu bole tumhara na haike yati icha na uthi batora vakya na karibe micha.
The Lord said, I will not enter if that is your desire. I will not make your words false.
Srivasa vachane samvariya rama bhav dhire dhire raja pate chale mahabhag.
On hearing the words of Srivas, the Lord gave up the mood of Balram. Thereafter, the glorious Lord continued to walk slowly down the main road.
Madhya pane matta sabha takure dekhiya hari hari bale sabha dakiya dakiya.
When the intoxicated drunkards saw the Lord, they called out, Hari, Hari!
Keha bale bhala bhala nimani pandita bhala bhava lage bhala gaye nata gita.
One of them said, Nimai Pandit is a good person. He is well behaved and he nicely sings and dances. This is a drunkard speaking.
Hari bali hate tali diya keha nache ullase madhyapa gane yaya tana pache.
As the drunkards followed the Lord in jubilation, some of them clapped their hands and danced while chanting the names of Hari.
Hari bola jaya narayan baliya anande nache madhyapera gan.
The drunkards joyfully danced and sang, Hari bol, jay narayan.
Maha Hari Dvani Kare Madhya Peragan Eima Tahaya Vishnu Vaishnavera Darshan.
The drunkards made such commotion while chanting the names of Hari. Such is the result of seeing Vishnu and the Vaishnavas.
Madhya Pera Cheshta Deki Vishwambarahase Anande Srivasa Kande Deki Prakashe.
While seeing the activities of the drunkards, Vishwambar laughed and Srivas cried in ecstasy.
Madhyape o sukha pae chaitanya dekhiya ekale nindiya papi sanyasi dekhiya.
Even drunkards felt happy to see Lord Chaitanya, whereas sinful sannyasis who saw him simply engaged in blasphemy. Even Lord Chaitanya did not enter the tavern, still people blasphemed. That's the nature of this world. Yes, Agrunath Prabhuji.
I was just thinking how we also, when we do Harinam, we sometimes see drunkards come and they imitate and they dance and stuff. And they say, Hari, Hari, Narayan.
That is true. Thank you.
Chaitanya Chandreraya se Yara Mana Dukha Kono Janme Ashrame Nahi Ketara Sukha.
One who feels unhappy on hearing the glories of Lord Chaitanya does not attain happiness in any birth or in any ashram.
E dekhila Chaitanya Chandrera avatar, hauke madhya peta bhutare namaskar.
I offer my obeisances to anyone, even a drunkard who saw the incarnation of Lord Chaitanya.
Madhya pera shubha drishti kare vishvambhar, nijaveshe brahme prabhu nagare nagar.
After glancing mercifully on the drunkards, Vishvambhar continued to wander about in the city in his own ecstatic mood. So this was like a diversion. So we read about Srimad Bhagavatam and the Lord describing the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam and how it is. The drunkards was a little diversion. Now we come back to Devananda Pandit's topic.
Devananda Panditera Srivasi Rasthane Purva Aparade Achetaha Hailamane.
The Lord remembered how Devanand Pandit had previously committed against Srivas Pandit.
Se samayana hi kichu prabhura prakash prema shuniya jagate dukhita sabadas.
At that time, the Lord had not yet revealed himself, so the entire world was suffering in the absence of love of God.
Yadi va padeya keha gita bhagavat tatapi nashune keha bhakati abhimat.
Even though some people taught Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, topics regarding devotional service were never heard from them. And then we get this strong criticism sometimes from the academic people that why Srila Prabhupada is translating Bhagavad Gita as it is, everything in terms of devotional line, because that is the essence. And this is the essence of Bhagavad Gita, is for the devotional service. So this is not something which is against. In fact, if there is a commentary on Gita which doesn't speak of devotional service, then according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that's practically useless.
Se samay devananda parama mahanta loka bada apekshita parama shushanta.
At that time, Devananda Pandit was highly regarded by the people as the most sober, saintly person. Yes.
In our morning chat group, we're reading the very end of the 18th chapter, and we've been reading those verses where it says that you shouldn't even try to explain the Bhagavad Gita to someone who's not a devotee or engaged in devotional service or austere, or who is envious of Krishna.
Right.
And that verse, the word is ashushaye, something like that. Right. Like that verse, shushusho, shradhanasya vasudeva katharuchi. So it's ashushushaya.
Right.
Ashushushaya, sure. Or something. It's the dative of that word.
Nice.
So, but anyway, so they have to be eager to, they have to actually be engaged in that eager hearing of Krishna Katha, and but the people are criticizing Prabhupada. Why are you making it all about devotees? Actually, he's establishing the real meaning of Bhagavad Gita, which should be crystal clear to devotees, but which somehow mysteriously is missed by people who aren't devotees.
Nice, thank you, Prabhuji. It's wonderful.
Bhagavata adhyapana kare nirantara. Akumara sanyasira praya vratadhara.
He always taught Srimad Bhagavatam. From his childhood, he maintained a vow to remain like a sannyasi. This is Devananda Pandit.
Daivi ekadina tata gele Srinivas, Bhagavata sunite kariya abhilash.
One day, by providence, Srinivas went to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from him. In this, Srinivas and Srivas, they are one and the same. Sometimes he's called Srinivas, sometimes he's called Srivas. So, not to be confused.
Akshare akshare bhagavata premamay suniya dravila srinivasera hriday.
Every syllable of Srimad Bhagavatam is filled with ecstatic love. So Srivasa's heart melted on hearing that recitation. So that's the purport of Srimad Bhagavatam. And when we read Sanatan Goswami's prayer in Krishna Lila Stava, it's the same prayers which I recited before the start of Bhagavatam. So, Paramananda Pataya Prema Varsha Aksharayate. It says that when you read Srimad Bhagavatam, it's Paramananda, it's supreme bliss. He says that. And Prema Varsha Aksharayate. Every syllable or every letter of Srimad Bhagavatam pours. Varsha means pours, rain. pours prema. That's what it is said here, that every syllable of Srimad Bhagavatam is filled with ecstatic love. So Srivas was a pure devotee of the Lord, and when he heard Srimad Bhagavatam, his heart just melted, rapturous listening to that recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam. But he was just listening to the words. Here it said every word. Because he was listening to the word, not to the commentaries, maybe he was, Devananda Pandit was giving. Bhagavata Suniya Kandaye Srinivas Mahabhagavata Viprachade Ganashvash. As Mahabhagavat Brahmana Srivas listened to Srimad Bhagavatam, he began to cry and sigh deeply. Papishta paduya bale haila janjala padite na paye bhaye vyartha yae kukala. The sinful students there said, this is a disturbance. O brothers, we are unable to study and our time is being wasted. Samvarana nahe srinivasera rodhana chaitanyera priya deha jagata pavana papishta paduya saba yuk Kati Kariya Bahire Edila Lana Srivase Taniya. Srivas crying could not be checked. Although Srivas was most dear to Lord Chaitanya and he purified the entire world, the sinful students conspired together and then dragged him outside. Like that, if Srivas Thakur, we are so fortunate he comes here. It's actually the external expression of emotional love is highly subjective because it's a state of person's heart, and. Some people may be just doing it for the sake of just show off, or some people are actually in that consciousness. So it's hard to detect. So if somebody walks into the door, you really don't know what that person is. So we just respect and just continue with our recitation like we do now. Is that okay? He didn't know. Otherwise, I think if he knew of the glories of Srivas, he would have said, why don't you come and sit here and tell the actual purport? Because you have understood the purport of Srimad Bhagavatam. You they teach us. But
if someone person comes in, and we don't know about him, and he starts crying, and many people were sitting in the class. And if that is going to be our own reaction, just stay away from the class for some time. Devananda Prabhu also did the same thing. So,
actually, there are a couple of things here. When you are crying for love of Krishna, it is said that Srivas's tears could not be checked. When you reach that consciousness, you become indifferent to the external world. Now, when an ordinary person comes in the assembly of people and when he or she realizes that everybody's attention is on him or her because he's doing something, they immediately come back to the external consciousness. They kind of become reserved. Immediately that is a sign that they are very conscious of that situation, at least. Here, he is completely in that consciousness. He didn't realize that his crying was disturbing other devotees because his consciousness was completely different. So it's a different thing. It's hypothetical, but I hope that kind of answered a little bit. So.
But what I'm trying to say is that can bewilder even the devotees because they don't know whether...
The problem... No. The thing is, there is a little bit difference. Here... We are all, devotees here or trying to be devotees with some faith, having faith in Srimad Bhagavatam. These were more of academic students of Srimad Bhagavatam. Their whole idea of reading Srimad Bhagavatam was more on an academic level rather than to understand the purport of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is pure devotional service to Krishna. The teacher did not know. The students also likewise didn't know anything about Bhagavatam. They're just reciting it as it's some other scripture. Therefore, it's important that Mahaprabhu says that one learns Bhagavatam from a person Bhagavata. It's said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Swarup Damodar says, to the Brahman who came and test says, Jao Bhagavata Pado Vaishnavera Sthane, Ekanta Ashraya Karo Chaitanya Charane. It says that if you want to really know Bhagavatam, then read it under a person who's a Bhagavata. That's the difference. That's the difference between those students and what we are. We are not here reading Bhagavatam for a PhD degree. And, you know, who is going to present the best paper, who is going to get the highest marks. We are just trying to be sitting at the lotus feet of Bhagavatam and try to really understand a little bit. So that's the difference. Yeah? Thank you. So the students right now, Srivas couldn't check his tears. The students dragged him out. And that's the scene where we stopped.
Devananda Panditana Kaila Nivarana Guru Yata Bhakti Shunya Tata Shishyagana.
Devananda Pandit did not stop them. As the Guru was devoid of devotional service, so were his students.
Bahya Pai Dukhete Srivase Gelaghar Taha Sabhe Jane Antaryami Vishwambhar.
After regaining his external consciousness, Srivas returned home in distress. Vishwambhar, the super soul, knew all about this incident. So Srivas was still in a very deep internal consciousness.
Devananda darshane haila smarana krodha mukhe bale prabhu sachiranandan ai devananda baliye tumar tumiye be bhagavata padao sabhar ei srivasa dekhite gangara manorat he na jana gela shuni bare bhagavat kono aparade tane shishya hatayai badira bahire lana edila taniya Bhagavata shunite yei khanda krishna rase taniya phelite ketanhara yogya aishe.
As soon as the son of Sri Sachi saw Devanand, he immediately remembered this incident. And in an angry mood he said, Oh Devanand, let me tell you something. Now you are teaching Srimad Bhagavatam to everyone? Srivas, whom even Ganges desires to see, once went to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from you. For what offense of his did you have your student throw him out of your house? Is it proper to throw someone out who after hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is crying in love for Krishna?
Bujilama tumi se padao bhagavat kono janme na janaha granta abhimat.
I can understand that even though you teach Srimad Bhagavatam, you have not realized its purport in any of your lifetimes.
Paripurna kariyae sabha janakaye tabe bahir deshe giya se santosha paye prema maye bhagavata padai tumi tata sukhi tata sukha na paila kahila maami.
One who eats to his full satisfaction feels happy when he goes into the world. But I tell you, even though you teach Srimad Bhagavatam, which is full of ecstatic love, you have not achieved happiness.
Suniya vachana devananda dvijavara lajjaya rahila kichu nakare uttara krodha veshe baliya chalila vishwambhar dukhita chalila devananda nijaghar tata piha devananda bada punyavanta vachane o prabhu yara karilena danda chaitanyera danda maha sukriti sepai yanra dande marila vaikunta lokayai.
After hearing the Lord's words, the exalted Brahmana Devanand felt ashamed and did not offer any reply. Vishwambhar departed after angrily chastising Devananda, and Devananda returned home in distress. Yet Devananda was most fortunate, for the Lord personally chastised him. Only a most fortunate person receives punishment from Lord Chaitanya. If one dies as a result of Lord's punishment, he attains Vaikuntha.
Chaitanyera dandayai mastake karilai sei danda tare prema bhakti yoga hai.
One who faithfully accepts Lord Chaitanya's punishment attains ecstatic love as a result. So do you want to be punished by Lord Chaitanya?
Yeah.
We beg. Yes.
So Prabhuji, how are we to understand the distress of Srivas Pandit Prabhu? It was obviously not the distress of not getting due respect, right? He was more distress on the ignorance of the teacher. Is that how we understand his distress?
That is the correct understanding, yes. That they
the Srivas and Advaita and others, they were in constant distress because the world was devoid of devotional service. So when you read Bhagavatam, and then it's the heart of Bhagavatam is devotional service to Krishna, and somebody teaches, it's like you go to eat, or you go to get something from somebody, and something to eat, they give you the cover and not the actual edible thing inside. How will you feel? Here, take this plastic cover, it's very nice, but I'll keep the edible with me. Same thing.
Devananda Prabhu, he actually is very, very fortunate.
Yes.
Because he got chastisement from Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. So the incident of deliberately not restraining his students from kind of in driving away Srivas Prabhu, that is actually a blessing for him, looks like, because he got chastisement from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because of that.
But not every time it happens. But that shouldn't be taken as, I offend the Lord's devotee, the Lord will punish me. The point is, here is the thing. The point is, you can't predict Krishna. You can't say, okay, the Lord acted like this, now he's also going to act like this. No, he'll take you and put you into hell for a change. You cannot predict the Lord. So we just follow our path. He's very fortunate in that sense, that he wanted to show the world that how if you commit an offense to the devotee Bhagavat, you'll never understand Srimad Bhagavat, book Bhagavat. That's the goal. Today we are taking this opportunity. This is a Bhagavatam class, disappearance of Srivas. So this topic kind of gives everything. It gives the greatness of Srivas, gives the power of Bhagavatam, the how to understand Bhagavatam, and how this verse, and there is two verses in this chapter are very important, and we can go through those. So we beg Mahaprabhu, we pray at his feet that, you know, we just want to serve you, and we are your servants. In case we commit offenses, please punish us. That's okay. But please don't kick us out of the association of your lotus feet. Because for many, many births now, you have kicked us out of your association, and we've been just loitering here and there. Now, somehow or other, by our good fortune, we have come into your association, and we are aware that you are the absolute truth. Please never kick us out. That's our prayer to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Text 80. So, this is done. चैतन्येरा दंडयारा चित्ते नाहि भाय जन्मे जन्मे से ही पापिष्टा यामा दंडहाय. A sinful person who does not fear Lord Chaitanya's punishment is fit for Yamaraj's punishment life after life. This is the important verse. I think it's worth memorizing. Bhagavata tulasi gangaya bhakta jane chaturvidha vigraha krishna ei chari sane. Krishna appears in this world in four forms: Srimad Bhagavatam, Tulasi, Ganga, and his devotees. Should I repeat that verse again? Okay. Bhagavata Tulasi Gangaya Bhakta Jane Chaturvidha Vigraha Krishna Ei Chari Sane. Krishna appears in this world in four forms: Srimad Bhagavatam, Tulasi, Ganga, and the devotees. Jivanayasa Karila Srimurti Pujahai Janma Matra Eichari Ishvara Vedakai. This is another beautiful thing. By invoking life in the deity form of the Lord, that form becomes worshipable. But it is stated in these Vedas that these three, four representations of the Supreme Lord, are the Supreme Lord from the time of their appearance. It is here, so as if there is a prana pratishtapana for the deity, when the deity comes, there is a ceremony where you actually, there is a prana pratishtapana ceremony. But Chaitanya Bhagavat says that you don't have, there is no formality like this for these four. As soon as Srimad Bhagavatam or in Tulsi or devotees, they are right there, they are effective, they are potent. Therefore, if somebody buys Srimad Bhagavatam and installs in their house or puts in their house or places them in nicely in their house, there is the absolute truth right there in the most effective form. There is no question of vigraha or prana pratishtana or nothing for the deities. That is the power of Srimad Bhagavatam. Text 83. Chaitanya kathara adi antana hi jani yete mate chaitanya ra yasha seva khani. I do not know the beginning or the end of topics concerning Sri Chaitanya.
yet somehow or other I am describing his glories. Chaitanyera dasera pai mora namaskar, ite aparade kichu nahuka amar. I offer my obeisances at the feet of Lord Chaitanya's servants so that they may not consider my offenses. Madhya kanda katha yena amrite rakhanda, ye katha sunile guche antara pashanda. The topics of Madhya Khanda are like pots of nectar. By hearing these topics, the atheism within one's heart is vanquished. Chaitanyera priya deha nityanandarai, prabhu britya sange yena na chade damai. Lord Nityananda is the most dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. May the Lord and his servants never forsake me. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Chanda Jana Vrindavana Dasata Chupade Yuge Gana. Accepting Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet. Thus ends this particular chapter of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Khanda, 21st. Describing, yes. Thank you. Yes.
You said there were two very special verses in here, and the one of them was that these four things,
right,
the Tulsi,
right,
the Ganges, the devotee, and the Bhagavatam are non-different. What's the other one? Is that that those who don't know, they're non-different, or?
The other one is the Vedas and the yogurt.
Oh, okay.
So the Bhagavatam is, when you read Bhagavatam, it's just the essence.
Okay,
so
the butter.
He churned, yeah. Uh-huh. It's like similar to Sarvopanishado Gavo Dogda Gopalanandana. So it's said in the Gita Mahatmya, it's said that Sarvopanishado Gavo Dogda Gopalanandana Partho Vatsastu Dirbhokta Dugdam Gita Mhriyatam Mahat. That all the Upanishads are like cows and Krishna is like the milkman. So he'll milk them and that milk in the form of Gita is taken by Arjuna. So similarly in this way, Shukdev Goswami churned the yogurt of Vedas, and then from that Vedas came the butter of Srimad Bhagavatam, and Shukdev Goswami churned and Maharaj Parikshit ate. Any questions, any comments?
So I think it is easy to understand that Srimad Bhagavatam is an incarnation, is a form of Krishna, but the Tulsi and Ganga, they are the devotees, pure devotees, right? So they are different from the Lord, right? In one sense, or they are not the same as Lord.
So they are not the same, but the form of Krishna is represented through these particular representations. That is, the potency or the manifestation of Krishna's mercy comes through these particular four things. Yeah. So it's Krishna is, when you see these things and serve these things, Krishna accepts that service through them. So that is the mercy of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is said that even in Nectar of Devotion, it said that if one has taste, one has some inclination to chant the names of Krishna and read Srimad Bhagavatam, then one gets prema, love of Godhead. It is said also in the second verse, that Krishna becomes compact in one heart. Dharma projita kaitavo. Excuse me. Dharma projita kaitavotra paramo nirmat saranam satam. Vedyam Vastu Matra Shodam Tapatrayon Mulanam Srimad Bhagavate Mahamunikrite Kimva Parairishvare Sadhyo Hrudya Avarudhyate Tatrakshana. There is something there. They think Tatrakritibi Tashrana. We can look it up. Munikrite Kimva Parairishvare Takshana, Shushru, thank you, Prabhuji. So, by reading Srimad Bhagavatam,
that word again,
Shushru. Yeah, it's important words because it's like, if you serve, there it is mentioned as service. So, if you serve the Srimad Bhagavatam,
then Krishna actually becomes compact in your heart. Krishna is situated in your heart. So this is the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam and how the dynamics of the glory of Bhagavatam, the devotee of the Lord himself, and there is this offender. So this is the part of the drama, whole pastime here, which we read today. Any other questions? Any other comments? Thank you very much. Yes.
One thing I noticed in the Bhagavatam purport that we read today, that the verse, there was a mistake in editing, that it quoted the verse Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parangvajet,
right.
Which is 12th canto verse.
Right.
And then somehow or another they put in that canto 3, chapter 31,
right.
Verse 1. And
sure,
we
right.
looked it up, and it's not that verse. That's the verse Karmana Daivane Trena.
Oh,
it's
I
a different, completely different verse.
Okay.
So we should tell the BBT to correct that in the later version.
Thank you, Prabhuji. The legal ice. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki.